Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The girl in the white dress was dead to begin with. There was no doubt about that. Though no paperwork from her burial could be found, and no clergyman, clerk, undertaker, or chief mourner could vouch for it, what Katrina, Florence, and I saw was proof enough. And our word was good upon anything we chose to swear to. The girl in the white dress was as dead as a doornail.
This is St. Mary's School for Children with the Stigmata. Episode 6, A Very St. Mary's Christmas, Part 1.
A long time ago, way before there were elves on shelves, pictures with Santa, and Black Friday sales, there was an older and even more sacred Christmas tradition. Telling ghost stories. I grew up believing that October was the official spooky season, but long before Halloween was the holiday we know and love today, Druids, pagans, and others believed that the veil that separated the living from the dead was actually its thinnest in December, on the year's darkest day, the winter solstice. During the solstice, it was believed that spirits were able to walk through our world with ease, and that the best way to ward off the bad ones was by coming together around the fire, to celebrate, sing, and tell tall tales until the days were longer again. Pagan rituals of wintertime feasting, songs, and storytelling lasted for centuries, even as Christianity became the dominant religion. It was so popular that Catholic missionaries agreed to let the heathens keep the Yuletide holiday even after they converted. They had to rebrand as Christmastide, then Christmas, of course. But even with the new Jesus-friendly marketing, traditional pagan celebrations persisted. So much so that in the 17th century, the original war on Christmas was begun by Lord and Protector of England Oliver Cromwell, who tried to get rid of the holiday entirely. The man even tried to ban caroling. Caroling! This Puritan attitude put a damper on Christmas ghost stories and other festivities for decades, until the mid-1800s, when an author named Charles Dickens wrote a novella called A Christmas Carol. Maybe you've heard of it, but if you haven't, this holly jolly ghost story with a sentimental twist inspired countless creepy Christmas tales, and, with the help of British retailers and a brand new greeting card industry, shoved the once-fading holiday and all its spooky and not-so-spooky traditions back into the public spotlight once and for all. I wonder what it is about ghost stories that makes them so irresistible. Do they really ward off the evil spirits trying to pass between their world and ours? Do they reassure us that life goes on after death? Or do they simply teach us something we need to learn? Across from our classroom and lockers in the main hallway hung a line of pictures of St. Mary's graduates from all the way back to about 40 years before Katrina, Florence, and I went there. The girls in the pictures didn't wear caps and gowns. Instead, they wore long white dresses and kitten heels. They wore crucifixes and long gloves and held large bouquets of red roses in their arms. They lined up by height on the grand staircase of Catherine House. If you didn't know what you were looking at, you might have thought that they were sister wives on the way to their plural wedding, but this tradition was actually something called a debutante graduation, a nod to someone's high society roots, I guess. This still makes me laugh. To this day, I don't know who you'd debut us to. I mean, what hobnobbing society bro takes a stigmatist to play tennis with Muffy and Hunter at the club? The graduation photos were arranged by year, but because it was so rare to find people like us, it wasn't unusual for a lot of time to go by between each one. The gap between 1964 and 1971 was the longest, and had the starkest differences between any two side-by-side images, as the world went from black and white to color. The images were meant, I think, to inspire us. These poised, intelligent girls were just like us, and the pictures promised a future beyond St. Mary's. These girls graduated, and then they left for good. Though we walked past this wall of nameless girls every day, none of us looked at them too closely. At least not at first. Not until one Sunday afternoon in December, a few months before Timothy arrived at St. Mary's. Cobwebs. Oh, I hate this. Thanks for the help, everyone. It's so great to do this alone again for like the third year in a row. To go down into the damp, creepy, ancient, dirt floor basement and spend all morning sorting out boxes and carrying them up two flights of stairs. They must think that Christmas just decorates itself.
We can still hear you, Marjorie.
Then you must have heard that I've been bringing up all the Christmas decorations with no help. Again.
Well, if you would prefer to clean the chalkboards...
No way. That's your punishment, not mine.
Then quit complaining about the only fun job there is to be done around here.
It's only fun if we do it together. Otherwise, it's just a different kind of punishment. Katrina poked her head out from the classroom door.
Is it, though?
Can't you take a break and help me for a little bit? Sister Mary Colette is at that thing with the bishop and won't be back until at least 6.
I suppose Florence can finish up the chalkboards.
What? Why?
Because it's your fault that we were fighting in the first place. Besides, someone needs to help Marjorie, and everyone knows that I have a keen eye for decor.
Ugh, whatever.
Now, let's see what we have here.
Same stuff as last year.
It's boring.
For the hallways, I usually drape the garland and ribbons between the door frames, and then I'll grab the fake tree from the basement and put that up with lights and ornaments in the sitting room.
And just so predictable.
It's always been fine before.
Well, that was before I was consulting.
Excuse me?
I'm thinking the joys of Christmas past as a theme. Find all the vintage ornaments and hang them from the garlands in the hallway.
All the ornaments are technically vintage. If we hang them here, what'll go on the tree?
And we can string cranberries and hang them from the lockers for old world charm and a pop of colour.
We'd have to ask Sister Mary Colette for cranberries. I don't think she'll let us use them for decoration instead of, you know, food.
And in remembrance of our sisters from years past, we can put gold bows on every graduation photo.
We don't have gold bows.
How do you know?
I've been through the boxes 3 years in a row.
So what I'm hearing is that it will be difficult to pull this off?
Well, since we don't have a car, or driver's licenses, or money, or permission to buy anything, I'm actually saying it's impossible to pull this off.
Fine. Then what do you suggest?
For the hallways, I would suggest draping the garland and ribbons between the door frames. Then we can grab the fake tree from the basement and put it up with lights and ornaments in the sitting room. But we might have some extra bows downstairs, so as long as they don't have to be gold, we can put them on the picture frames like you wanted.
I can live with that.
Great. Then you can help me bring them up.
I should really see if Florence needs a hand.
Nope. I'm all set. Go down to the creepy basement without me.
Shall we?
Yes. Let's.
We walked down the hall to the stairs in the lobby that connected all the floors in the building. Once we got to the bottom, we opened a set of doors leading to another hallway that dead-ended at a forgotten storage room at the end of a dimly lit hallway. I flung the doors open. The room, as usual, felt a little heavy, and the lighting made it feel like you had to squint to see in. I turned to Katrina. Welcome to the Christmas Cave.
This place is disgusting.
Yeah, well, this is the place where we store all our decorations, like the ones in this nasty box.
I didn't even know this room was down here.
That's because you don't help.
I help? in my own way. Okay, fine, you're right, I don't help.
It's fine. I mean, to be honest, I like decorating. It reminds me of being home with my family, and I love the way it looks when it's done. It's the doing it alone I'm not crazy about.
Well, next year, you have my word that I will get Florence to help you.
I accept your apology.
Apology?
Now, here you go. I handed her a box of bows.
This box is covered in... Oh, what is this, dirt?
You can either carry the box or the tree.
The box is fine.
Thought so.
Where are you going?
To get the tree. It's tucked back in that little crawl space. You coming?
No, it's filthy.
Okay, then take the other box to the first floor and I'll meet you up there.
But then you're alone. And we just talked about how you don't like that.
Ugh, just pick something.
Fine, I'll come with you. What was I thinking?
You were thinking about being a good friend for once. Ah, here it is. I got it.
Excellent. Now we can get out of this dungeon.
Not so fast. I pulled on the box.
What's wrong?
The box is stuck on something.
What's it stuck on?
I can't tell. Come back here and help me. Please. Otherwise, I won't be able to move it.
I'm coming.
You got it?
I think so.
Cool. Now just pull it toward you a little. I'm gonna see if I can find what it's caught on.
It's not working.
Just give me 1 second. It looks like it's caught on that pipe. I knelt to the ground to reach behind the box. Okay, I got it. It's out. But suddenly, so were the lights. Before I could react, the basement door slammed shut, leaving us in complete darkness. The sweat collecting on my palms began to stick to the dirt floor.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
Florence? Is that you? Florence, this isn't funny.
I knew it wasn't Florence. A blast of cold air whipped through the room, rattling the old wooden door on its hinges.
It's just the wind.
Wind from where?
I don't know. Wherever wind comes from.
But then the wind stopped, and the door creaked open slowly.
Let's go!
We sprinted across the dirt floor toward the light of the hallway. Wait! I said. What about the tree?
Really, Marjorie? The fucking tree? We'll send Florence to collect it. Come on!
We ran out of the storage room, slamming the door shut behind us.
Are you okay?
I think so. Are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We leaned against the door as if holding it shut would keep whatever evil was in there inside. And for a minute there, it seemed to be working.
Do you hear that?
I asked.
Hear what?
Shh. Listen.
The sound got louder and louder, but it was obvious Katrina couldn't hear it. She looked at me with a mix of terror and concern as I covered my ears.
Ah! Marjorie! Marjorie!
Then I saw it. A translucent figure in white gliding toward the staircase, opening the door.
You're scaring me!
And vanishing as quickly as it appeared. Let's go! We ran up the stairs, following whatever it was to the first floor. As we did, something inside me told me the figure was a she. A girl. One of us.
Hey guys!
Everything okay?
Definitely. Everything's brilliant.
What she said.
I got done with the chalkboards and wanted to see if I could help you guys with the boxes.
Actually, you can. In the basement, right outside the storage room, there's a box of bows. Can you grab it for us?
Sure.
And if you don't mind, can you get the tree too? It was stuck on something in the crawl space, and you're so slender, and I don't think you'll have any trouble getting it out. It's not heavy, it's just awkward.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You're so helpful.
Is there some kind of catch or trap or something down there?
No, not at all. We're just grateful for the holiday help. We'll start unloading these boxes, and when you get back, we'll all decorate together.
Really?
Really?
Yes, really.
Katrina batted her eyelashes as a wide, uncomfortable smile crossed her face.
Huh. You know, I almost believe you.
Florence walked toward the stairs.
Oh, well, we nearly scared ourselves to death, didn't we, Marjorie?
I couldn't reply.
Marjorie, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Trust me, that whole experience was nothing. Just a product of two overactive imaginations.
I know what I saw.
What did you see?
A girl in a long white dress.
Well, there aren't any of those on the campus of St. Mary's, unless you count the ones in the graduation pictures. So, come on, let's open these boxes and get to work. It'll help get your mind off of whatever it was that you saw.
The girl in a long white dress.
It'll help get your mind off the girl in a long white dress. Here, take this.
She handed me the box of garlands and bells.
Ah, now there's the mildewy scent of Christmas that everyone knows and loves.
She was trying to cheer me up, but I was too distracted to respond.
Nothing. Not even a chuckle.
Before I could answer, Florence came back with the big brown box we'd abandoned in the basement.
I found the bows you were looking for, but I still have to go get the tree.
Thanks, Florence. Oh, and here. Take the key so you can lock the door behind you.
Be right back.
Ugh. Oh, Marjorie, will you look at this? I can't create a masterpiece with these garlands. They're not even green.
They were last year.
I'll get something to clean them with.
I'll go with you.
This is not a two-person job. Start putting bows on the pictures. I'll be right back.
Katrina began to walk away. Seriously?
Seriously.
So I took her advice, and I opened the box of bows, singing to myself as I started sticking each one to the pictures.
Silent night, holy night, putting bows on the picture frames.
I moved down the wall and looked at each picture like I was seeing them for the first time.
That actually looks surprisingly nice. Don't tell Katrina, because she'll never shut up about it.
But then something caught my eye.
What the hell is that smudge? Wait,
that's not really a smudge.
See, I'm back already, rag in hand and ready to start cleaning.
What the fuck?
Honestly, me being helpful is not that surprising, Marjorie.
I mean, it is, but that's not what I'm talking about. It's this picture.
The frames are dusty too?
I don't think it's dust.
What is it then?
I don't know. Here, take a look. I turned the picture toward Katrina.
I see a picture of a girl alone in a white dress on a staircase. She's holding red roses. She has bandages on her wrists that she's trying to hide with bracelets. It's our school's graduation picture from 1978. Jesus, only one girl that year. Can you imagine one-on-one tutoring with Sister Mary Colette? I'd kill myself.
Look closer.
Without putting my nose to the glass, I physically can't.
Just try. Please.
Okay, I give up. Tell me what I'm looking at.
Next to the girl.
I don't see anything.
Right there, on the stair, right beside her.
It's a shadow.
A shadow of what? There's nothing there to cast light around.
Except for the girl in the picture.
No, see? She's too far left.
Here. Give that to me.
She started cleaning the frame. You can't just wipe it off, Katrina. It's there. I see it. And I think you do, too.
It's a girl. The outline of a girl.
And?
And it looks like she's in a long white dress.
The lights began to flicker as the sound of distant footsteps got closer and closer. We began to panic.
What is that?
I don't know. One by one, the lockers in the hallway began to slowly swing open.
What are we going to do?
We're going to make a run for it. On my count. One. Two.
Fucking shit, you guys!
Jesus Christ! You nearly scared the piss out of us!
I scared you? You're the one standing here in the dark screaming! What happened? Did the power go out?
Not exactly.
Why are all the lockers open?
No reason.
Are you okay, Florence? Your head's bleeding.
Yeah, I'm fine. Or I will be once I calm down.
You know, perhaps we ought to take a little break from all this excitement. I'd hate for you to get blood on your nice clean shirt.
Seriously, I'll be fine in a minute.
I insist.
But I just brought up the tree. I thought we were going to decorate.
We'll explain everything outside, far away from this hallway.
Let's just go.
Come on, please. I'm totally covered in dirt and grime, all because you said we could finally do something together.
And we promise we will, but right now we need to leave.
No! You guys leave. I'm going to stay here and put up the tree.
Please.
No.
Fine. Fine. Stay here. Stay here with the creepy basement ghost. I don't care, but Marjorie and I are getting the hell out of here.
Wait. What basement ghost?
Well, technically speaking, she's more of a multi-level ghost, since she's up here now too.
I knew it! That's why you had me get the tree. To deal with a basement ghost. You both fucking suck. Here, I thought you were being nice to me for once.
And for that, we are deeply sorry, but can we please talk about this later?
No, I want to talk about this now.
You guys?
What's that sound?
Guys, please! I shut my eyes as tight as I could, but the sound throbbed as if trying to force them open. My eyelids began to part. As they did, raw terror gripped my body. I wanted to run, to scream, but the only thing I could do was say,
"Don't look behind you."
Thank you for listening to this episode of St. Mary's School for Children with the Stigmata. If you enjoyed this chapter, please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to support this podcast so we can keep making more episodes, click the support link in the show notes. To learn more about this and all our projects, visit our website, newgirlpictures.com. To learn more about Victorian Christmas ghost stories, visit one of the many sources, including the Smithsonian and The Guardian, listed in the show notes.